So in the laws of Nesias Kapayim, in chapter 128, and we're up to subsection 56. And no, there are 60 subsections, so we're getting closer. We're almost done. We're almost there. We're just four subsections shy of the end. They're pretty sizable ones, so I don't think we'll be able to conclude it all today. But we'll see. We'll give it our best shot. We can. V'chein koyin shuhu ponui. The same law, as we said before, would apply to a koyin who is not married. Shuhu ponui. V'ein roitze lisakapov. And he doesn't want to lift his hands. He doesn't want to do the duchring. Why? Because mipnei shashorui b'loi isha, shorui b'loi simcha. Because one who is staying without a wife is considered like staying without happiness, that he's lacking simcha, lacking joy. We said before, to bench the Kohen, you have to, the Kohen for the bench, they have to be joyful. We brought the proof from Yitzchak that he said to his sons to bring him some food so that he'll be happy, he'll bless them. So before you make a blessing, you should be joyful. So this Kohen doesn't feel that he's joyful, so he doesn't want to raise his hands. So then, the halach is chayiv lotzeis mibeis ha-knesses koidem kriyas kahanim. He is obligated to leave the shul before they announce kahanim, shelo yemru la'alais oy litl yodov, so that people shall not tell him to go up or to wash his hands. At that point, he will sort of be violating a Torah command, that that's only a tradition. Now, he doesn't want to go up, but he could go up. But he says, "Aval aminug hu shenoyse kapov, afal pishein enosi." But the tradition is that even if you're not married, you still raise your hands. That's the custom. That's the minhag. Umekomakay maraitzu shalalisus kapov velotzeis mbeis haknesses. But yet, if somebody doesn't want to raise his hand, but he wants to leave the shul so that they don't call him up, ein meichin biyodei sheyesh loy al mal lismeich. So we're not going to protest him. If that's what you want to do, we're going to allow him to do, because he has enough to lean on. There's enough support for him to go along with his view. Avol nosu shen ishte imay. But what happens to a person who is married, but his wife is just not with him? Then noise a couple of divrei hakol. He would be raising his hands according to all opinion. So I guess, even though to a certain extent, you can apply also that is shari b'lei simcha, that is resting without joy, even though, but still, it does not apply. He does raise his hands. Alright, now, we'll do chapter 57. Nogu b'chol medine seilu. The tradition in all of these countries, the Alter Rebbe writes, she'ein esiyas kapayim ela b'yomtev, that the only time that they raise their hands is on yomtev. Because then we are resting, we are find ourselves in the joy of Yom Tov. The Toiv Lev Hu Yivarech, and a person who is with a good heart, he can bless at that good time. Mashein kim b'shar yomim, as opposed to other days, afilu b'shabosis, even on Shabbos, heim trudim al michyosom, people are preoccupied with their livelihood. Val bitl malachtom, and the fact that they can't work, that their work is wasted, so they're not making any money. Their people are not so happy. Ve'einum shruim b'simcha, they're not resting in simcha. They're not happy. Vafilu b'yomtev, even on yomtev, ein nesiyas kapayim ela b'tfilas musaf. Only during the musaf prayer is the nesiyas kapayim. Only, we know, not in the other prayers. Because at that time, after that, you leave the shul, the yetivu libam, and they're gonna make their hearts well. They're gonna rejoice in the joy of yontev. So they do it by musa before you leave. I guess shacharis is still a long time. People, you have to go through all this davening. They don't have joy, but by musa, we're almost done. It's almost kiddush time. You know, like we have the JFK Club. You heard about that? Just for Kiddush Club, you know. Like, so Avo Yom Tev Yom Kippur Shechali is B'Shabbes Avo Yom Kippurim. So what about Yom Kippur? Afo Pi She'ein Bo Simcha Zachilu Shtia. Even though there is no joy of eating and drinking, still Naisim kabayim boy kimay biyontev. Then we would still raise our hands just like we do on yontev. Mipnei sheyesh boy simchas mechila uslicha vekapora, because there is the joy of the atonement, the forgiveness, and the sorry, and the atonement, ukedusha, the holiness, ukved ayoyim, the honor of the day, b'malbushim noyim, with nice garments. So there is joy even on Yom Kippur. B'tam zeh, yesh mikoymeis, shenoysim kapayim, boy, shenoysim kapayim, boy, filu b'shachris. In some places they do nesis kapayim even in the morning on Yom Kippur. Yesh mikoymeis, shenoysim kapayim, boy, gam b'neila. Some places they do also by neila. Because that's close to leaving the shul, as the reason is by other yomim tovim. But we do it by musaf. That's what we do. Not abol yom tov yom kippur shachali is b'shabbes. But what happens if you have a yom tov and yom kippur that come out on Shabbos? Then should be people are sad still, they can't work, they lost. So, so it would not be fitting to actually, the other way around, I said, that it would be not fitting to take away Nesis Kabayim from Yom Tov because you have the additional Kedusha of Shabbos. But why would it take away from the festivities of the Yom Tov? So, still, El Sheyesh Mekoymes, but there are places, it's not our tradition, Shenogu Kei, that they conduct themselves so, Sheloi Lisa Kapeyim, B'Yom Tov Shechali Yiz B'Shabbos. Their custom is not to raise their hands if Yom Tov comes out on Shabbos.
Are we talking Yom Kippur? Or
no, regular Yom Tov. Okay. Some people, when it comes on Shabbos, they don't do it. And the reason is, because the custom of the Kohanim is they immerse themselves in the mikveh in order to do Nesiyas Kapayim. And they immerse themselves before Yom Tov. And they are not with their wives on Yom Tov. But when it comes on Shabbos, they did not want to take away from the time together. And they didn't want to toivel in the morning. Over there, explain the Siman Shin Chavav in 326. Over there, the issues about immersing oneself on Yom Tov, that's issues over there. Avol b'yoyim ha-kippurim. So that's their tradition for not doing the Nesis Kabayim. Yom Kippurim Shechal B'Shabbos, Lo Yishayich Tamzeh, but on Yom Kippur, this reason wouldn't apply, so they would still do Bechas Kohanim then, because there's anyways prohibited intimacy on Yom Kippur. Umekom Okoyim. Im Lel Yom Tov Shechal B'Emtzu Shavua Shulel Tvila. If the night of Yom Tov comes in the middle of the week, which is a Leil Tefillah, so he says the best thing is he should be Mishamish, he should be together and immersed in the Yom Tov. Avo ha-pershim in ha-shtayim b'lel Yom Tov v'ein tovlin b'lel Yom Tov, but the Shibush Gomorot, this totally they both, they parshim b'simbol Yom Tov, and they don't toivel not of Yom Tov, Shibush Gomor. Chol taimim elu, all these reasonings, hem liyashiv haminuk, this is just to justify the custom. Avshem b'em kidai levatel mitzvah shel Torah. Even though all these reasonings don't have enough reason to take away of the positive mitzvah of the Torah. Mekomokim k'she'en koinu koinim, since we're not announcing koihanim, and ma'evdom klum, they don't violate anything. The strength to the people of the land of Israel, and around them, that they do raise their hands every day as the Chachamim have instituted, and they fulfill three positive mitzvahs every day, because there is each pasuk is a mitzvah. Yibarechcha ve'in choshishim litvel, and they don't worry about immersion or not. They do the brichas kohanim. V'kol shachris u'musaf she'ein nisiyas kapayim b'medinas eilu. But during any shachris u'musaf in which there is no nisiyas kapayim in our countries, Omer Hashatz, the Shliach Tzibur says, Elkeinu, Elkeinu, Seinu, Baruchinu, Chulu, Afilu Hu Koyin. He would still say that Elkeinu, Elkeinu, Baruchinu, but Rocham Shalash says, even if he's a Koyin, Shaloi Monu Le Koyin, Elo Likrois Kohanim Ula Kroisim. Because when we say a Koyin is not allowed to call the Kohanim and to read in front of the Kohanim, because it says, Emor Lahem, has to be Yisrael saying to a Koyin, not a Koyin to a Koyin. For the reason that said above, this is the reason I mentioned, and it's earlier in Sif Lama Dalet. But to say Koyanim with the verses just Kohanim Am Gdeshecha without announcing it, it's permissible even to begin with. Ve'ein lochush, and we don't have to worry. Don't have to worry when you hear him saying Koyanim Am Gdeshecha, people are going to claim that he's not a Koyan, but Elo Ben Gerusha B'Chalutza. We don't have to worry about that. Everybody knows this is the lashon. This is, he's just doing the language of the service. For that same reason, it's mutter. It's permissible for a koyin to call another koyin for the sefer Torah. Let's say one is announcing, one koyin is saying to the other koyin to come up to the Torah. So we're not going to say, oh, why is he calling another koyin? So that means that he is not a Kohen. So why is he? Why isn't he going up himself?
Unless he's Shaliach Tzibur.
Oh, no, because he's the Yaru. He is the Shaliach Tzibur. Because the bottom line is, everybody knows, it says in Simon Tuf Kof Lamed Hey, it's not in the Altar of Shechnor, but there is not a problem, because he's just doing the regular language, so you know it's not because he's not a Kohen. So you're saying Kohen Krov doesn't mean that you're not a Kohen. All right. So now, okay, we're up to subsection 58. So he says like this, Be'elu HaTevis, and the following, Sifnun Ches, Be'elu HaTevis, during these words, Nogu HaKohenim Sha'ifchim Ba'em Pneihem. If you take a sitter, you would be able to follow better. You would take a sitter, take two sitters. Evidently, the Kohen is facing Maariv. He's facing this way, right? The Kohen is facing the people, so they're facing Maariv. So he says, when it comes to the words, by these words, they turn their faces to the south and to the north. If you're facing west, your left side is the south. And your right side is the north when you face west. So he says like this. He says, when you say Yivarechecha v'yishmerecha, the word Yivarechecha v'yishmerecha, and then you say Eilecha v'chuneko, and then Eilecha and Lecha Shalom, these are all words that are talking to you directly. That's why they turn their face to the right and to the left, so that everybody is included in the bracha. So you say, Yivarechecha Hashem v'yishmerecha, all these brachas, you, so they're turning their faces to the north and the south, so that everybody in the community who's standing there should be included in the blessing.
But we do that for Oseh Shalom also. We turn the three directions.
That's for saying bye to the king. That's for the that's leaving the king in. B'tevas Shalom mipnei shusef abrocha v'ikra, and also in the word of Shalom, because that's the end of the blessing. The main ki brichos la kodesh baruch hu Shalom, because God's blessing is Shalom. Yosem l'chol Shalom. לחיים מברכים לכולם בשלום. כדי שיקרא כבכל גדול שלום, לחיים מברכים לכולם בשלום. This is what you bless everybody בשלום. So even though shalom is not you, not direct, but it's also everybody shalom. So basically, they swing their head from the south to the north, and during the brachas of Yishvarecha, Yavarecha, Yishvarecha, Yilecha, V'choneka, Yilecha, Choshalom. Okay. V'noigim l'harich b'soif tevas elu, and is also prolonged the, during each one, of, to say long, these words, mikol echad, shikol echad mehem u'soif bracha b'fnei atzma. Because each one is a blessing by itself. So Yivarechicho, V'yishmerecho, they're all blessings by themselves.
Yes.
Eilecho.
On Sukkot Shavuos, and as we do these like that, the Kohen does that.
Why only whenever he does the Musaf? Whenever they do on the Yom Kippur too?
Oh yes.
Like we do. So are the Levites and the Israelites supposed to skip this part?
We don't, no, we do this in the morning prayer, but, you know, when we're talking about, I'm just showing you from the Siddur over here, but this we're talking about when they're, you're supposed to pay attention to the brachas that they're giving you during the Sis Kapayim, but we do say in the brachas of Shachar, the morning, we say this, everybody says this.
Okay.
This is the verse from the verse. V'noigim l'harik v'sevdim shekolach v'sev brachas v'atvim. V'nochen sha'a imidim d'boinu shalolim. And it's proper, those who say there's a prayer Rebbeinu Shel Olam by Birchas Kohanim, you can take a look on the back of the Siddur, they say Rebbeinu Shel Olam. See? This is Rebbeinu Shel Olam, it's on page 352. They say Chalom Chalamti, I've dreamed, Sheyemru B'Shosh HaKarim Arichim B'Nigum B'Soif HaTeva, they should say it at the time that the Kohanim are prolonging in the song at the end of the word, to B'Soif HaPasuk. Then the bracha has already been concluded from the Kohanim. You don't have to listen to them. So he says, once they're done, we actually do it in the beginning because, so, at that time, so we do it with the ayay. But here he says, after they've said the bracha, that's when you say it because you no longer need to listen to them. But while they're saying the blessing, tzorek lahazin lahem, you must listen to them, ulakav, you must have in mind. You're not allowed to say nothing, I said before, when they're saying it, you must listen and pay attention to what they're saying, and as this was explained earlier in Sif Lametes. V'af al pi, v'af shechachomim hitiru loyma ribeinu shaloylom al chaloymes v'pnei ha-sakona, shema tzorek refu ala chaloymei. So even though he says you're not allowed to say it, they basically we're saying this person had a bad dream. He's trying to sort of make it good by praying when the Kohanim mentioned. The Chachamim allowed to say the Rebbeinu Shel Olam for the dreams because it could be in danger, because he may need a healing. That dream needs a healing. So, since we can fix this by saying it during the time when they're prolonging the song, which is the end of the word, we should do it that way, we should fix it that way. So in other words, don't interrupt, don't make an interruption if you can do it in the right way, which is to pay attention. In other words, it's a danger, so we would allow you to do it if you needed to, but the bottom line is it's not considered to be a danger. Even though that the healing is only when he says the Rebbeinu Shel Olam at the time of the blessing of the Kohanim, that's what brings you healing, and not after the blessing has completed from the Kohanim. That's when the healing helps. As long as they are prolonging the nigun, the recognition of the last letter of the word. This word has not finished yet. So that it doesn't help Rebbeinu Shel Olam, it doesn't. It still helps because there's still that left. So let's say, so he's still saying the Chah. But, so because the community hasn't said yet, Amen. So even though, as far as not having to pay attention, is already concluded, we allow you to not and to say the Ribbono Shel Olam, kivon she'ezin kvat chilz hakoros ha'is achrona, because he already heard the ahavoras, the first expression of the last word, varochas ha'akora b'nigun etzoch shmei kal, and the prolonging to recognize b'nigun, you don't have to hear that, you're done. So you've heard already, and therefore. And it's still considered during that prayer. So even though in the word Shalom, they long the nigun before they say the mem of Shalom. If you say the mem, you can't long a mem. And we say together the kainim, you don't hear the mem of Shalom. Kiroi, the shmoi b'shtik v'kavona. To listen properly by being quiet in the kavana. But still, by the words of Yishmerecha and Choneko, which you can fix, that you should also hear the last, we do it. So here, that you can't do it, so okay, because you need to say the Ribbono Shel Olam by the mem. Again, we don't do it, why we do it in the IEM. Even though they say when they say in the end, we also don't do it by all the psukim, we do it by the last three words. But the one who reads shouldn't say Ribbono Shel Olam. Even if it's not the one that's leading the services, but somebody else is leading. You're not allowed to even say Amen because of the getting confused. Goes without saying that the Shlich Tzibur should not say the Ribbono Shel Olam because that would be an interruption in the prayers.